post game at Nottingham with Rob Wilkinson and Robert. Third period gets the points, and that's kind of what it's all about in games like this.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. That's everything. Just getting the points. It wasn't pretty, but the work rate was there. The work rate was there from the start. The first period, like I would say, the work rate, it was a lot better than it was last night. Just maybe our thinking, our puck management, maybe wasn't as good as it could have been. So to find ourselves 2-1 down, and then the third period we changed. We changed things up a little bit with personnel. We switched things around a little bit, and it obviously worked for us. And I think you'd possibly describe that as a good character win in the end to come back. It's always a bit of a funny place to play this one as well. Like so to come out with a win is we're quite happy with that one.
Yeah, the half seven Sunday night. It's back in the CCM rink, which is Lions' home rink. They're more comfortable here. They're more happy to play here than we played them on the big rink the other week. So they're a lot more difficult, but. A look at the scoreboard, 53 shots. We had the chances, but not as clinical as we have been in the past.
No, yeah, definitely. And I think that probably comes down to our puck management, that we're not really using the puck, I don't think, as well as we could be in terms of just moving the puck around and trying to create good chances. I feel that sometimes we're forcing bad situations a lot, so the quality of the shots we're getting sometimes isn't quite as good as you'd want it to be. But still, like you said, still we managed to find a way and we came out on top in the end.
4-point weekend, another free weekend, and then back to home action. It's after the mad start we had with all the double headers, and then to have the fixtures stop start, it's a bit difficult to get a momentum going.
It is. It's really hard. It's really hard. Like I say, I mean, we're never going to complain about having a weekend off, but it doesn't do us any good, I don't think, because we need to try and find some momentum. But what it might do is, obviously, Mossy went off tonight and he's hurt his knee, and it doesn't look good. If I'm going to be honest, but it gives Mossy a couple of weeks, and we'll see how that one is, and then we have Callum back, who played last night, possibly shouldn't have, but again, it gives him another couple of weeks to get some training sessions in. So hopefully that free weekend will actually work out quite well for us.
Excellent. Well, I say carrot away, points in the bag, safe home. It's a late one. It's after 10. On a Sunday night, so appreciate your time. Safe home, we'll catch up with you soon.
Yep, brilliant, thank you very much.
Sunday night with Matt Bradbury from the Lions. First of all, Matt, the last couple of weeks for Nottingham, in particular the Nottingham hockey family, still coming to terms and getting back on the ice, but still coming to terms with things with Alan Johnson.
Yeah, we're back on the ice. It's been a tough 10 days for us as coaches, but also the players, you know, the whole Adam Johnson tragedy, you know, has been really, really tough for us to take as a club and as a town, as a city. And, you know, we've seen the impact it's had across the world as well, not only just in the UK, but across the world. But that's how big a guy he was, you know. He was a huge guy in the hockey world, and he was only in the early stages in Nottingham. So really sad. But like I say, we've had to, you know, take our time and also obviously, you know, work hard in training, in talking to the players, keeping good point of contact and sticking together and trying to keep our routine as big as possible. But it's been, it was great also. I spent, I got before the game, the 16s were playing before, and I got to spend 5 or 10 minutes with Jonathan Paraday up on the balcony, and it was just great to see him, and great to just touch base, have a little chat, and not even about hockey, it was just see how things were. And it was also great to see some of the players down here tonight as well. Some of the players have come down and spending time together, and they were with Big Ben as well, so it was great just to see him there. So we got to have a chat as well. So hopefully, you know, things are starting to pull together for those boys, and they've got a big week ahead of them as well, and we wish them well.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time I've seen the floral tribute on Bolero Square, the size of it, and the range of where the tributes are from, clubs outside of hockey as well, all over the country, and you mentioned the hockey world as well. It's been surreal as well listening to like NHL commentators talking about Nottingham and Sheffield and the EIHA and the Elite League. It's like people are normally here talking about the NHL, talking about our league and our clubs, and it's been a surreal time. I kind of begin to think, like you said, Jonathan and the Panthers players, I think have kind of, can you say behaved? I don't know, but they've showed immense courage and strength, and it's you just kind of put yourself in their shoes, can you?
Yeah, it's been really hard as well, because they've obviously had to keep their own counsel, sort themselves out. They've got a lot to deal with, and it's put even, you know, it's put more pressure on ourselves as well, because I've ended up doing a couple of radio interviews and TV as well. For me, I've had some triggers. You know, this has really impacted in areas for myself as well, and as well as these young lads that have really got so much going off in their lives. And I was talking with Fozzie about it prior to the game starting, and you know, as coaches, we just, you know, we turn up and we do what we do, and we pull together the team, we run practices. But we don't all know what's going off in each of our personal lives. The young players, the senior players, the coaching staff, the management. There's just so much going off, and that's not to be underestimated. I think that has really hit home the most, that we now, you know, really, it's keen that we know more about them and support them as much as we possibly can, which we're doing in a roundabout way. But this has just hit home even harder.
You talk about getting back to action, and we'll talk about tonight's game. Back on your more familiar surroundings of the CCM rink, where you're more at home. And again, you're familiar, you're used to playing here, training here, and it kind of made it difficult for Billingham, and they had to pull a strong third period to get the result tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we talked today at the start of the game. If anything you're going to do tonight, the big thing for us is that we compete. We're looking at compete levels, and I think that's what we did tonight. You know, we were slow starting. The game was tight, and you know, it was nice to come in just to one goal down. In the past, for the past few first periods, we've come in three or four against, and it's always tough to get back. And then, obviously, to go ahead, we, you know, some of the guys were struggling offensively. They were trying to do a lot too much with the puck. And we just talked to them and said, simplify things, make things, you know, do the basics right. And that's what happened. And we did we scored a couple of scrappy goals, and we deserved it. We didn't shoot enough pucks on net tonight, but we managed to sneak ahead. But I think Ian Brown worked hard in that last shift of the second period to tie the game 2-2 going into the third. And we said, you know, going into the third period was key, that, you know, we were tight as we possibly could be. And on the form book wise, you know, Billingham were coming in to do a job, top of the league, and so they should be. They've been playing some excellent hockey this season. But for us, we wanted to try and turn the form book on its head, and we did the best we could tonight. And I think we did what we set out to achieve, which is to get the compete level high, and really proud of the team, with still, you know, another wave of young players again that are relearning as well. As we lost about, we were talking before the game, me and Gloss, we lost about between 6 and 8 players at the start of the season that were just, you know, some players that were starting to come into their own. And now we've gone back to the drawing board with the young guys again. So really pleased that we're able to do that and still put out a full 22 tonight.
And you were talking just before we started recording, the division this year, I think we said at the beginning of the season it was going to be close, but we're starting to see, even in every position, you mentioned in the little mini league down at the bottom end, with yourselves and Widnes and Sheffield, that's going to be uber close for the rest of the year as well. So there's going to be games, it's meaningful hockey for the full season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can pick up results, you know, across the league. You know, anybody on any given night, if you have an off night, there's somebody's going to take some points off you. You know, and you know, if we can manage to steal a few points here and there. And you know, I think Widnes went to overtime with Sheffield tonight, as far as I believe, and puts us back at the bottom of the pile again. You know, but it's good to have those competitive games, and you know, you don't learn much from winning big scorelines. And tonight, we're really pleased how we managed to battle right the way through to the end, and you know, put in a good performance.
Excellent. Well, appreciate your time as always, post game, and love to the Nottingham hockey family, and we'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.